Were you afraid, Punky?
I was on the stage at the Roadhouse, and the lights went out. I kept thinking, the lights are going out, the lights are going out. And then they did. And it all went black. And I kept thinking, it's so dark. What about hand signals? What good would they do us now? And the baby, what if the lights went out in the hospital and we were in the elevator?
Then I'd help you have that baby right there in the elevator in front of God and everybody.
I got deputies from three counties looking for Earl. He seems to have completely disappeared.
Harry, the only hope we have of finding them is somewhere in this map. Giant. Little man. Fire. Fire, walk with me.
Grand Theft Auto. The log lady stole my truck. 68 Dodge pickup. Powder blue. I tried to chase after her, but she took off on the road up toward the woods.
Pete, the log lady did not steal your truck. The log lady will be here in 1 minute. The woods. Harry. Ghostwood Forest.
Ghostwood.
Twelve rainbow trouts in the bed.
12. Wait a doggone minute. There's a circle of 12 sycamores. Glastonbury Grove.
That's where I found the bloody towel on the pages of the diary.
The legendary burial place of King Arthur. Glastonbury.
King Arthur's buried in England.
Well, last I heard, anyway.
Right on time.
It's the log lady.
Where's my truck?
Pete, Wyndham Earl stole your truck.
I brought the oil.
Thank you, Margaret.
It sure looked to me like it.
Margaret, what did your husband say exactly about this oil?
He brought it back one night just before he died. And said, this oil is an opening to a gateway.
Intriguing, isn't it?
Jacoby, scorched engine oil.
Hawk, bring in Ronette Pulaski. Thanks for coming in. Do you recognize this smell?
Yes. The night Laura Palmer was killed.
Wyndham Earl.
Take a look at that. 12 rainbow trout.
If you're gonna kill me, why don't you get it over with?
There's plenty of time for that. But I do like the fear I'm feeling.
What are we doing here?
You and I have an appointment at the end of the world.
He'll come for me.
No, he won't.
Why are you doing this to me?
Same thing happened last time when he fell in love with my wife. I took the boy right to the edge that time. Come in. Come in to the circle. I tell you, they have not died. Their hands clasp yours and mine. You'll not run from me now. Not in this circle of trees. You'll come with me.
Remember, 20 minutes on and 20 minutes off of the ice bag. It'll help with the swelling, both of you. Take some aspirin. Call me in the morning.
Thanks, Doc.
Does it hurt much, baby? God, Nadine, I was so worried about you. I admit, there were times when I had my doubts about what we meant to each other, but seeing that sandbag hit you, I just knew I'd practically do anything for you. And then the tree hit me. I love you. All right, I've said it, and I'm glad.
Who are you?
Mike.
You say your name is Mike? What are you doing in my house?
You brought me here, Nadine.
No! No, you get out of here! Ed, make him go away! What's she doing here? Oh, it's not fair. Please. Where are my Drake runners? Where are my Drake runners?
Nadine. How old are you?
What kind of a stupid question is that?
Answer me. Oh. How old are you?
35, you moron!
I'm sorry, Ed. I think I let things get a little out of hand.
No.
Donna, please. Donna, please listen.
I've heard enough.
Please just let me explain.
Donna.
Leave me alone.
It isn't your parents' fault. It's mine.
My parents? Who are my parents anyway?
Oh. I only wanted to do good. I wanted to be good. And it felt so good to tell the truth. After all these years.
Ben, damn it.
Will.
Donna. And I want you. Get out of my house.
Will. Can you forgive me? For what I have done to you. Sylvia, I told you to stay home.
What are you trying to do to this family?
Daddy. You're my daddy. You're my daddy. You're my daddy. Daddy.
Leave my family alone.
Now, Will. Will.
Help! Ah! Oh! Oh!
Seen her somewhere. Safety deposit box. They'll never notice the difference.
opening to a gateway. Footprints.
The sycamore tree.
Sheriff Truman?
Andy! Over here!
Since he went in there.
Do you want a thermos of coffee?
Yeah.
you want a plate special?
Yeah.
Do you want dessert?
Yeah.
Do you want pie? Harry? Harry?
The Twin Peaks Gazette.
Goodness me,
Ask to speak with Duane Milford Jr.
Duane?
The editor.
We must make a telephone call. Yes.
Yes, tell him that Audrey Horne has chained herself to the Twin Peaks Savings and Loan Vault in protest of their financial ties to the Ghostwood Development Project, and that I intend to stay here until a town meeting is held to debate the future of our environment and specifically the effect of the Ghostwood Project upon it. Okay?
Miss.
And can I get a glass of water, please? Thank you, Del.
Live and breathe.
He's alive.
But the funeral and all of the flowers and the choir boys.
Oh, I was hoping you could do a small favor for me. Does this look familiar to you?
Yes, that's one of our safety deposit keys.
Shall we?
Well, of course, but there is going to be a bit of a problem.
Young lady, why are you chained to the bank vault?
Civil disobedience.
Waste no time arguing what a good man should be. Be one, Marcus Aurelius. I admire your verve. I see no problem here. If you'll excuse us, please.
Sure. Maybe you should call the sheriff, too. Ask for Agent Cooper.
Give me the key.
It's a boy! It's a boy! It's a boy!
So long.
We've come to the end of a long road, Pete. And here we are.
I think we should get married.
Bobby? Leo, I'm still wearing his ring. Oh, what kept us, Heidi? Seconds on Knockhorse this morning?
I couldn't get my car started.
Too busy jump-starting the old man.
Again. I thought you Germans were always on time. Shelly.
Bobby.
Leo's probably up in the woods having the time of his life.
Major. Excuse us, Major Briggs, for the intrusion, but Sarah here had a message for you that she felt was important.
Sarah.
I'm wasting for you.
When you see me again, it won't be me. This is the waiting room. Would you like some coffee? Some of your friends are rude. Hello, I stand for. I'll see you again in 25 years. Meanwhile. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Coffee. Wow. Fire like with me. Wrong way. Another friend. I'm ready. Watch out for my cousin. Doppelganger!
Caroline. Annie. 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 Annie?
Dale, I saw a face. Someone who helped me.
Annie. The face of the man who killed you.
He was my husband.
Annie.
Who's Annie? Helps me. It's me.
Caroline.
He must be missed again. I'm alive. If you give me your soul, I let Annie live.
I will.
You go. He's wrong. He can't ask for your soul. I will take his.
I didn't kill anybody.
There he is.
Coop. I wasn't sleeping. Annie. How's Annie?
She's gonna be just fine. She's over at the hospital.
I need to brush my teeth.
Sure.
I need to brush my teeth.
Good idea.
Thank you.
Coop? Coop! Coop, are you okay?
How's Annie? How's Annie? How's Annie? How's Annie? How's Annie? How's Annie?